From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahomans TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. How are you, Melissa?
Good, and you?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Good.
We were invited by the Hallmark Channel to take a sneak peek at the network's new original movie, An Old-Fashioned Thanksgiving, which premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, November 22nd, 5 days before Thanksgiving 2008. And Melissa, I've got to say, this family film was no turkey.
I agree. I enjoyed An Old-Fashioned Thanksgiving. It was just like the title, An Old-Fashioned Thanksgiving Story.
Yes, it was.
I thought the acting was good by everyone in the movie, particularly two of the lead actresses, Jacqueline Bisset and, I'm going to try it, Tatiana Maslany. Sorry if I mispronounced. I've never seen her before, but according to the media notes, she's an up-and-coming Canadian star.
Yeah, I have actually seen her before. Well, I should say I've seen two shows that she's been in. They were both Canadian. Flashpoint, which will return for a second season on CBS, she was in that, guest starring twice. And Instant Star, which used to run on Nickelodeon's The End Network. She played Zephyr. I think it was Zephyr.
Well, she's a big asset to the movie. I think she's really good.
And I think we forgot to set up what the movie was kind of about.
Oh, yeah, we might want to do that.
Yeah, Jacqueline Bisset is one of the actresses in the film, and it follows three generations who have to struggle through their differences, especially their societal differences, because Jacqueline Bisset is a high society woman. Her daughter left because she wanted to get out of that society.
And married a man who was not rich.
Yeah. And Tatiana plays Jacqueline Bisset's granddaughter in the film, and she gets her back to come back home and hopefully celebrate a family Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So that's kind of what it's about.
Yes.
And did you think it was a cliche?
It did lean a little towards the cliche, but it wasn't totally predictable. And thanks to the acting, the corniness factor was low.
Yeah. And I thought the acting was good, too, especially you have to consider they were wearing lots of layers of clothing throughout the filming.
Yes. It reminded me a little bit of Little House on the Prairie. Did you think that?
Yeah, because it seemed to be set in the 1800s as well. It wasn't Walnut Grove, but the movie did appear to be set in the Midwest region of the United States. And just like Laura Ingalls Wilder, who penned Little House, Tatiana's character, Tilly, chronicles her family's story in a novel that she titles An Old-Fashioned Thanksgiving.
Yes, they tied that up really good.
Yes, they did.
I thought that was really neat.
So, how would you rate it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd like give it a 7.
A 7? Okay.
How about you?
One up you. I'll give it an 8.
And I'd recommend it to anybody who liked Little House on the Prairie or is a Hallmark movie fan or anybody that just wants to watch a good old-fashioned movie.
I agree. So both Melissa and I would recommend that you gather the family together at 8 p.m. Saturday, November 22nd, and turn to the Hallmark Channel for An Old-Fashioned Thanksgiving. Tune in to TV Preview again next week to see if we found another upcoming program worth recommending, or feel free to check out our podcast any day, anytime, at your convenience.